Almighty God, you and your ways are perfect. We invite your presence as we remember, celebrate, and honor the service of America's Armed Forces veterans. We ask your protection, provision, and comfort on those currently in harm's way and their family members and friends who await their safe return. Lord, comfort, strengthen, and give hope to those missing in action and those held as prisoners of war.
Send bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched.
After 3 days of intense negotiations in a rail siding near Paris, the German delegation signed the armistice. This was done at 5:10 in the morning. However, the actual ceasefire would not start until 11 to allow the information to travel to the many parts of the Western Front. But on the Western Front, many tens of thousands of soldiers assumed it was just another day in the war, and officers ordered their men into combat. Officially, over 10,000 men were killed, wounded, or went missing on November 11th between the time the armistice was signed and it went into effect, in that short six-hour time. The Americans suffered over 3,000 casualties alone.
I think it is important that you tell your story so it may be remembered and so that others can be inspired by your service. I'll steal some language from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff here. General Dempsey spoke of veterans not wanting pity and not wanting veneration. It's just about making sure that your story as a vet is told accurately. Therefore, as you spend time with your families today over the holidays, I ask that you share some things about your service, and I also ask that you consider other means of preserving your story.